أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصافات صفا فالزاجرات زجرا فالتاليات ذكرا إن إلهكم لواحد. ونوعد سورة الصافات. This surah is a Makki surah, a Meccan surah, which means it was revealed prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's migration to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. The name of the surah is As-Saffat. As-Saffat comes from the word Saf, and Saf means a row. When we stand in Salah, we stand in a Saf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the malaika on the day of Qiyamah, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. The human race, the entire human race, on the day of Qiyamah, will stand in one saf, on one saf, as they await the reckoning, or as the reckoning takes place just before that. The entire human race will be in one saf. The malaika, they are so much more in number than the humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, صَفًّا صَفًّا. They will be standing in one saf after the other, as they come down from the heavens, one heaven after the other heaven, and as they come down, they will line themselves up in safs, in rows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam, he takes an oath, by those angels who stand in rows. Allah says, وَالصَّافَّاتِ. And by those who stand صَافَّاتِ in rows, صَفًّا, properly. When they stand in the صَفْ, they are very particular of how they stand in the صَفْ. The صَفْ is not crooked, or the صَفْ is not in an unorderly manner, but in a very orderly and a very proper manner. They come down and they will stand in safs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا. I take a qasam. Allah says, I take an oath by those angels who stand properly in their role. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا. الزَّاجِرَاتِ. And I take an oath, I take a qasam by those who repel, and those who push away, and those who rebuke. Zajr. Zajr actually comes from the root letter of Dajirat. Zajr is those who defend, those who push away, those who repel, those who rebuke. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam by those angels who defend and who push away Zajran, and they do so firmly. Allah is referring to those angels who guard the heavens, and who guard the skies from the shayateen and the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has previously also spoken of this reality, where the jinn kind and the shayateen, they ascend up towards the heavens. They have this ability that Allah has given them. We, in order for us to ascend, we require an aircraft, or we require some type of a transporter that will lift us up into the atmosphere, or take us beyond that into space. We require a spacecraft, or a rocket, or a spaceship, in order to achieve that. And billions and trillions and millions of dollars are spent to manufacture one, to build one. And people then ascend into space. This has become now a new location of tourism recently, with extremely wealthy billionaires and millionaires are actually buying tickets. They are paying millions of dollars just to go for that one ride up into space, which doesn't last too long, and they spend some time up there in space and they come down. And how much of billions of rand and dollars are spent for that one trip. Allah has given the jinn kind, the shayateen and the jinn kind, Allah has given them the natural ability. And they can ascend right up close to the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one of the reasons why they do that and they ascend up all the way is yastariquna as-sama. Yastariquna as-sama is the eavesdrop. And they wish to listen to the discussion and the conversations amongst the malaika and the angels of Allah. And the year of certain commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued. The year of certain occurrences and events that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned and will to happen on earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are angels that defend the heavens, that protect the heavens, and that guard the heavens. Allah has referred to them as al-zajirati zajira. Allah takes a qasam by them. Fattariyati dhikra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam by another group of angels and another category of angels. Who are they? Allah says, At-taliyat. At-taliyat from tilawa. Tilawa means to recite. And the reciters of the reminder. They are those who are constantly and they are forever engaged in the dhikr of Allah. We know that Allah has created angels who are permanently in sujood. Permanently. From the day they have been created, right up to until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to exist, they remain in sujood for the entire duration of their existence. They are those who are in ruku, permanently in ruku, from the time they have been created. So can you imagine how many billions and trillions of angels exist? And they are those who are constantly engaged in tilawa of the dhikr and the words of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by them, fattaliyat, and I take an oath and I swear by the reciters of the reminder. Allah has taken these three qasams by those who stand in rows, by those who defend, very firmly and strongly defend the heaven, by those who are constantly reciting the good counsel and dhikr and the reminder of Allah. These are three oaths which Allah has sworn. Why? Inna ilahakum la wahid. Indeed. Indeed, your ilah is one ilah. This is what we call the maqsum alayh. You take a qasam, and then after the qasam, you state that which you have are taking a qasam for. What am I taking a qasam for? So you say, wallahi, that is the qasam. What comes after that? That is the important bit. That is the very important part. The first part, the qasam, you have taken it to emphasize what you wish to say, what comes after the qasam. So what is it that Allah wishes to emphasize, and what is it that Allah wishes to highlight by taking these three powerful qasams? Allah says, Inna ilahakum, undoubtedly and certainly your ilah, the wahid, is certainly one. Who is he? رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ورب المشارق. He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and whatever exists between the heavens and the earth. ورب المشارق. And he is the heavens of the مشارق. Now مشارق is the plural of مشرق. And مشرق refers to the east, the rising point of the sun. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to the rising point of the sun as two east. Rabbul Mashriqain comes in Surah Ar-Rahman. The Rabb of two east. What does it mean two east when we know that the east is one and the west is one? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two easts. Ya Allah speaks of more than two easts. Mashariq is the plural of Mashriq. We will notice that during different seasons of the year, the rising point of the sun is different. The rising point, because of the tilting of the earth, or whatever else it may be, the rising point of the sun is different in winter than it is in summer. And the rising point of the sun change. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the Rabb of all the rising points of the sun. Rabbul Mashariq. Inna zayyanna as-samaa'a ad-dunya. Allah says, certainly we have beautified and we have adorned the worldly sky, the lower sky, as-sama ad-dunya, the lower sky, the sky that is closest to the dunya, we have adorned it and beautified it, bizinatin al-kawakib, with the beauty of the stars. Allah says the stars, the one purpose of the stars, one of the reasons and one of the objectives or functions that the stars fulfill is that they are an adornment, they beautify the skies. وَحِفْبًا, number two. So that's the first function. It is a form of beautification. Number two, وَحِفْبًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. And the stars are a protection and a security against every rebellious devil. Every rebellious devil, one who wishes to ascend and listen to those discussions and eavesdrop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the stars act as what? As missiles. Elsewhere Allah has referred to them, in fact here as well, Allah has referred to them as missiles. They are used to blast the shayateen and the devils out of space whenever they wish to eavesdrop. La yas wa hifdan min kulli shaytanin marid. So that's the second function of the stars. La yasamma'una ila al-mala'il a'la wa yuqdafuna min kulli janib. Allah says so that they do not listen. La yasamma'un. So they do not listen. Who is that? The mala'ik, the shayateen and the jinn kind. So that they do not listen ila al-mala'il a'la, to the highest realm. The highest realm referring to the realm of the angels wherein they are having their discussions about occurrences on earth. وَيُقْذَفُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are cast and they are shot at and they are thrown at from every direction. That is the shayateen and the jinn kind. So they are thrown at and they are shot at and they are attacked from every direction. دُحُورًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ وَاصِبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says pushing them away, driving them away. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ وَاصِبٌ. And for them is an unrelenting torment. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَ. Allah says, but you find there are those who خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَ. خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَ is who snatch something. They get to hear something from the jinn kind. There are those who get to hear something to خَطِفَ, to snatch a bit of the conversation and a bit of the discussion that happens in the upper realm. فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. But the moment that happens, Allah says, a shihab, a missile, a shooting missile is what follows him, and a shooting missile then pursues him and hits him before he comes down onto earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us